Exactly. And that leads to the reflection question. How did the base case control backtracking? When a branch hits the base case, it returns a clear signal, like an empty pass or a failure value. And that return value tells the previous call whether to keep searching or to stop and build the pass back up. What is the base case and what does it return?
I think I sometimes forget that part. If the base case returns the wrong thing, then the function might backtrack too early or never stop. So the base case is like the rule that decides, okay, this branch is done, now go back and try the next one, or start assembling the path.